It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Marcy Loveless with Carbon Caring for Kids. And, you know, we're getting into that holiday season, and they'll continue to do it every week. But the holidays, Thanksgiving, that Christmas break, it's totally different for them and what they do. And we brought her in just to kind of keep it in everybody's mind as you're going out shopping, you know, grab what, an extra one of these or grab this. And then maybe plan some time to go and put some kits together and lend a hand where you can. Marcy, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
Let's dive in, and maybe there are some people out there that aren't really completely familiar with Carbon Caring for Kids and what you guys do.
Carbon Caring for Kids was actually started on a Thanksgiving break about, I think, 5 or 6 years ago now. But it's basically a weekend food kit for kids who are not either, they're not getting enough food on the weekend or they're not getting any food on the weekend. There's a wide variety of people that we help. So the counselors at each of the schools, they assess the needs of their students. And then they give us a number of how many kits that they would like each week. And then we have different volunteers that take the kits. We build the kits on Tuesday night, and then different volunteers come and pick up the kits and deliver them to each of the schools to be given to the kids on Friday so that they have food for the weekend.
And that's the great thing about it is no names are given. You just get a number.
Correct.
Every week. Like,
yep.
This school needs 40 kits and this school needs 30 kits. That's all you get.
Yeah, I don't get any names.
And then they get delivered. And the best thing about it is this is a completely volunteer driven
100%.
You know, a project, really. And so you look for people to, when they're shopping and things like that, what kind of things do you look for, or do you guys use for kits that are, you know, somebody can grab an extra 2 or 3?
So all the food in our kits is something that a child could open up and eat. So we're looking at like the microwavable Chef Boyardee little cups. Those we give them as dinners. We do fruit cups, applesauce cups. There's granola bars. There's all of the individual packaged snacks. We do give fruits, apples or oranges in the kits as well. We give bread and then little peanut butter and jelly little packets to have them make sandwiches. We give them cereal with the little Gosner shelf-stable milk as well. So everything that we give, there's something for every meal for Saturday and Sunday for the weekend, and then a couple snacks.
And that will just, you know, get them through. So while you're out and about, if you see anything like that, grab some things and take them. And where do they deliver those items?
So my house, all my addresses, everything is on our Facebook page of Carbon Caring for Kids. But there are a couple drop-off points around town. Loveless Ash Justice Technologies have one out front of theirs. Carbon Print and Design, I believe, they still have a box where they'll take it and then they'll let me know when they have it. And then I think Jake Miller Financial has one as well. We are getting more of monetary donations, which is actually better for us at this point because we can buy things in bulk. Now that prices are going up in food, it's better and more bang for our buck when we can buy big bulk bunches of food.
Well, and you mentioned also the fact that some of the things you're having issues finding.
Yeah, even. There are some. We can't get the tuna fish and crackers. They're not available right now to get. So we're having to be creative and doing different things.
Okay, and that's what you could do on a weekly basis is, you know, just, and that gets the kids through the weekend. But when it comes to them for that Thanksgiving break and that Christmas break, things are a little different. You ask people to do things a little differently. And how does that work for those two holidays?
So for Thanksgiving and Christmas, and they're going to be one right after another because they're so close to each other. But we actually have families, groups, individuals sign up to sponsor a child. So we are feeding 147 kids here in Carbon County. In Emory County, I believe they're like 80 or 90. But you sign up to sponsor a child. And then there is a list of food items that you and your family or your group or whoever goes out and buys those items, and then you assemble that kit in your home and you bring us the kit already assembled. So on the assembly day, we just add bread, fruits and vegetables, and the milk to that to finish up the kit. So you bring it to us. We have bags that you can transfer the food over into once you bring it to my home. And then, so they're all uniform, but they are quite a bit bigger kit.
And once again, you are basically sponsoring one kid with one kid.
Or more than one. There's many families that go up to 5, 10. It depends.
So the best thing to do, though, is go on your Facebook page. Uh-huh. And what is that Facebook page?
Carbon Caring for Kids is the Facebook page or group. I don't remember what it is.
Check that out. And then the lists will be there.
Yes. So I'll have like a little picture that you can just download to your phone or just screenshot it. So when you go to the store, you can go out and buy every single one of those things for each of the kids.
And so they'll go out, buy those, put that all together, bring it to Marcy. Marcy will help you get it bagged up, and then you're done, and then it's ready to go.
Yep.
It's completely done. And as you said, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas break are going to be right on top of each other this year. So you need to keep an eye on that page, and then they will let you know when it's time to turn those in, or, you know, just let them know, hey, I'll take 4 or whatever number you want to do, whatever number you feel comfortable with, and you will build those kits and get those turned in.
And just as an awareness, each kit in the past, I haven't checked it this year with price increases, but each kit is ranging between $20 and $30.
And the other thing, too, that's on the Facebook page is if you're interested in giving a monetary donation, it's right there, too. All that information is right there.
So we have a Venmo business account where it's Carbon Caring for Kids, and you can donate directly to our account.
And the great thing about it is all the information is, it once again, it's right there. You can even go there at the beginning of the week and she'll say, okay, this week we're going to need this, this, and this, and it's right there. You can go grab it, take it to her, or drop it off at one of those locations, and everything's there on the Facebook page. Marcy, thank you so much for taking out the time to come in, and once again, thank you as always for what you guys are doing out there. This is great stuff.
You. Thank you.
We try. Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.